talking about not the continuation from the Reisha. It's a new case where you mekadesh your wife stam without any conditions. For konsa stam. And you also made nesuyin stam without any conditions. And just later you found that she has nadarim, that's the chiddush, even though you have to give her a get, but the ksuba you don't have to pay her. Avo, but it could be in a case of kitshal tanai the konsa stam, hachinamid leboy gita. Maybe it could be still like Shmuel, that in a case, even though you made the kedushin al tanai, but since the kenisa, the nechut nesuyin, you made stam without a condition, I tell you don't have to have a get. Shmuel says, if that's true, adatoni, if it says, amakadash asisha, amnashenu lenadorim, nisle lenadorim, enim kadeshes, listening kontestam, nisle lenadorim, enim kadeshes, v'chol shcheno, hachinami koma, amakadash asisha, amnashenu lenadorim, kontestam, nisle lenadorim, enim kadeshes, kitchestam, nisle lenadorim, nisle lenadorim, nisle lenadorim, nisle lenadorim, nisle lenadorim, nisle lenadorim, nisle You were holding Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Again, the last shaila was we had again a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. If when you make the kedushin, you made it on a tanai, and then you were konsa stam, then with shas nesuyin you didn't mention the tanai, so that Rav says trichemenu get. Rav's svar was that she's moichel. He's like overlooks the tanai since he has beer with her. He doesn't want the beer to be beer's nus. Therefore, you have to give her get. Shmuel says, no, any tzricha menu get. That since you made a tanai, even though you were konsa stam, still the tanai, it takes effect. And therefore, if you find out later she has nadorim, the kedushin was not chai, you did not have to give her get. So last Gemara, we asked the kasha on Shmuel. The Gemara said a tzuyuf to the Shmuel. So Gemara says, again, no, the beginning of Ayin Gimel with Bezes, loy, ha'tanya kitsha stam v'konsa stam. That the Mishnah's mashma, you have to give her a get, is where you were Makadosh Shastam, you didn't make a Tanai B'Shas Kedushin. And you were also Konso Stam. So therefore, since you did not make any Tanoyim at all, that's why the Kedushin is Chal, and you have to give her a get. So Mora says, Abel, what's going to be the Wadiyik? Kitra Tanai, what's going to be in the case of B'Shas Kedushin, you made a Tanai for Konso Stam, and then you made the Kenisi, you made the Nesuyin Stam without any Tanoyim. So Achinam, you want to tell me the Loi Boy Gita? That you don't have to have a get. No, this is the Pshan Shmuel. Shmuel says that when you make it tonight, B'shas the Kedushin, like Amunashen, Olehen the Dorim, and then you made the Nesuyin Stam, even though you didn't speak out the tonight, B'shas Nesuyin, B'shas you had Via. Shmuel's svar is still, you only konasa amanas the first tonight that she does not have nedarim, and if later you find out that she does have nedarim, and if the Kedushin is not chal, you would not have to give her a get. So you want to say that's true? So the Gemara is so. Adetoni hamekadosh isha. Why does our Mishnah have to say the case in the Reisha? We yemekadosh isha. Al menashe in olei nedarim. On a tanai she does not have any nedarim. And then the Mishnah says v'nintzol olei nedarim. That later, mashm even without nesuyin. Stam after the kedushin, you find out that she has nedarim. So the Mishnah says einu mekadoshes. That she's not mekadoshes because she made a tanai condition that she's such a lady that does not have any nedarim. She did not make nedarim. And if later you found out that she did make Nadarim, therefore the Kedushin is not Chal. That's what our Mishnah says. So the question is, listening, why didn't the Mishnah say a Digger Chiddush? The Mishnah should have said, even in the case according to Shmuel, that Konso Stam, like in the case where you Mekadisha on a Tanai that she does not have Nadarim. And then later you made an Asuyim, you live with a Stam without any conditions. Still, the Nimtzaleh Nadarim, if later you find she does have Nadarim on her, the din should be Einam Kadeshes. According to Shmuel, still is Einam Kadeshes. So the question is, how come the Mishnah does not say this? Why does the Mishnah only say in a case where you made Kedushin only on a Tanai? Mora says, V'kol Shechein Ho, and if we would have said this case in the Mishnah, for sure we would know, like the first case of the Mishnah, we only made Kedushin on a Tanai. So the Mora says, Einachinami, the Mora says, Hochinami Komer. This is exactly what our Mishnah means to say, really. Now the Mishnah says, HaMekadeh Sesu Isha Al-Manah Shein Oleh Nadarim. If a man marries a wife with a tanai with a condition that she does not have any nedarim, she did not make any nedarim. And you have to add on to the mission of the konsa stam, that even though b'shas nesuyin the first time he lived with her, he did not make any conditions, still v'nimtzale nedarim, if later he finds out that she does have nedarim, the halacha is ena mekadeshes, she is not mekadeshes, henechanami, like this will be according to Shmuel. But what about kitsha stam for konsa stam? Let's say in a case where the Kedushin was Stam, the husband did not make any Tanoim, any conditions. And he also made an Nesuyin Stam without any conditions. And then later he finds out that she has Nadarim, and that bothers the husband. So then the Lachar is Teitzei. that if you want to get rid of her, you have to give her a get, because the Kedushin was Chal, you did not make any conditions, the Shas Kedushin. But Shaloi Diksuba, you did not have to pay your Ksuba. So the Moraz Medayik, Ksuba Hudaloi Boy, Mashma from the Mishnah, that now you don't have to give her a Ksuba. But Hagita Boy, Mashma, though a get, you do have to give her. No, it doesn't say clearly you get, it just says Taitse. But since it says Shaloi Diksuba, Mashma, all it is, that she does not get her Ksuba. But our co-partner, the husband, does have to give her a get. So Murray asks, like, why? How come you don't have to pay your wife the ksuba? Why not? The yom, because the husband has the right to say, I can't take such a wife that has nadarim. If she's such a lady that always makes nadarim, I can't take her. So that's why it's like not called your fault, it's called her fault. Therefore you don't have to give her a ksuba. If so, get namiloy tiboy. If there's such a svara that a husband has a right to say, I can't take such a lady, so it should also be like a toyis mikara, and we should also say like the kedushin is not chal. Like even though we didn't speak out tonight, but the chutz svara, it's as if he spoke it out. He was telling me it's so strong that a husband can't take it. That's why he does not have to give her a ksuba. The same svara should apply also for not to have to give her a get, that the kedushin should not be chal at all. So the Gemara says, one teretz is enechnami. Omar Rabbi says, tzrich a get midivrayim. That now Mishnah is mashma, you have to give her a get. It's mashma, it's only midirabonin. Midivrayim, you have to give her a get. But enechnami, midiraisa, the slurry, that since the husband can't take it, a lady that has nadorim, even though we did not speak it out, still we say it as if the Kedushin is not chal. And midiraisa, you don't have to give her a get. It's only midirabonin, midivrayim, that you would have to give her a get. The Gemara says, the same thing of Chizd also says like this, that tzrich a get midivrayim. In our case, all you have to do is just give her a get midivrayim midirabonin. But the Gemara says, though, then Rav Amar, Rav says no. Rav says, I'll tell you, Tana svuke misafkele. The Tana, the Pshat from our mission is, it's a suffix. If it bothers him that much that his wife has an adorim, and he did not speak it out, is it a strong enough, is it something that bothers him strong enough on a stam b'nayodam to say as if the Kedushin is not chal at all? So he's mesupik the Tana of the Mishnah. Therefore, kabi memoino lakula. Kabi the shalom the husband has, does the husband have to give her a ksuba now? That you go lakula. So moment is like a shalom, money problem. Does he have to pay the money or not? But since there's a suffix to the Tana, maybe the Kedushin is not chal, he should not have to pay the money. So we say the klal, suffix money, you go lakula. Ha moitzim mechaveru olav araya. The husband does not have to pay it. But Gabi Yisura, the gate to the question is she married or not? So she need a get or not? That's a Shalom Isur. Do we let her get married to somebody else without a get? That's a Shalom Isurim. Therefore, the klal is the Chumrah. You have a suffix Isur, you go to Chumrah. So according to Rav, you have to give her a get midiraisa. Because the suffix Chumrah, suffix midiraisa, you go to Chumrah. Omar Rabbi says not like this now. Machlekes, that it is a machlekes Rav and Shmuel we had before. In the case where you were konsostam, where the husband had an nesuyin live with his wife without any conditions, do we say that since he was konsostam, he like overlooks the Tanai and the Kedushin is chal, even though she has nadarim? Or else the way Shmuel says no, since he made a condition, even though he's konsostam, still the Kedushin is not chal. So Rabbi says like this, where is the machlokes betoyish shtei noshim? Only if it's a toyish mistake by two different ladies. But if it's one lady, everybody agrees, even Rav would agree then, that if this lady, you were Makadish on a Tanai, you spoke out clearly, you're only making the Kedushin Amanah, she does not have any Nidorim on her. You spoke it out clearly. Even though Bishas Nisuyin, when you're living with her, you did not speak out any Tanoyim, everybody agrees though, you only Konsa Amanah, that she does not have Nidorim. And if you find out later that she did make nadarim, the din is ain tzricha menu get. Where is the machlokes? Where does Rav say you have to give her get? By shtei noshim. Shtei noshim means true. You were mekadish one wife, and with her you spoke out of a ferish of tonight. You made a condition, the kedushin should only be chal only if she does not have any nadarim. Now, then later you married a second wife. And by the second wife you did not speak out any tonight, many conditions. So here Rav says that even though you spoke out by the first wife, so what? Now that you're marrying a second wife, it could be the second wife you like more, that even though she has a dorm, you'll take her. That's Rav's svara. And Shmuel says no, Since when you married your first wife, we saw that you were makpid, you made a tanai, al menashe does not have nedarim. We see that you are such a person, you can't take nedarim. Now the second wife you take, if she has nedarim, also the kedushin is not chal. That's called the machlekes betoyi shtei noshim. But the same wife, if you made a tanai b'shas kedushin, Rab holds everybody else that b'shas nesuyin, even though you're doing it stam, the kedushin is not chal. So the Gemara says, Omar Abaye, Abaye said, for Masnisin and our Mishnah, Titoyesi Shachasi. Our Mishnah is clearly talking about one lady, you're marrying one wife. Ukamoy Svina to Yuftimine. And still we want to ask the Kasha and Shmuel from our Mishnah. So Mashma the Machloikis between Rav and Shmuel is a case of one wife, not Padavka by two wives. So Mora says, Eli Yit Machid, if you want to learn like this, Omar Rabba Rabba said like this, that Machloikis Pitoyis Ishachas, true. The Machloikis is even by one wife, but it has to be a case kein shtei noshim, like it's two different wives. We'll soon explain. Ava b'toyisi shachas gredosa, but if it's a mistake only by one wife itself, tivri hakul, everybody agrees, ein tzricha meino get, that you would not have to give her get. In other words, where you made kedushin in this wife, and you made a tanai condition b'shas kedushin only, al menashe does not have any nedarim, and later you make nisuyin with her, stam, everybody agrees that the kedushin is not chal. Even though you are konsa stam, since with this wife itself you made a condition, if you find out later she has nedarim, it's not chal. Where is the machlokes? True by one wife, but kein like two wives. So Rashi explained, what does it mean, ishachas kein shtei noshim? Rashi says true, ki tshu'al tana, you marry this wife with a condition that she does not have any nedarim. Figir shum min erisin. And then later, just after the erison, you gave her a get. Now, v'choz of a kunsa stam, then later, after you gave her a get, you went and lived with her, you made nesuyim with a stam. But then you made kedushin bia with her again. So, b'hiyom rav, here rav says, tzricha get, that now, since you made like a new kedushin, a new bia, and now you did not make any tanoim, that's why we say, like you're overlooking the tanai, the condition of the mum, of the nedarim, and the kedushin is chal, you have to give her a get. Like Rashi says, because she's like another wife, because you already gave her a get once. Well, l'shem kedushin boil, that when you're making a new beer now, that's being done l'shem kedushin. And therefore, Rashi says, you don't say he's being boiled now or manas the first tanai, because the first tanai was with the first kedushin. But after the first kedushin, he gave her a get already. So now it's sitting like a new wife, a new kedushin. That's why here Rashi says, the kedushin is chal. And even in this case, Shmuel still says no. Since the Maaseh is the same wife that you were Mekadesh before, and we saw you made a condition that a Menashe does not have Nedarim, so we see you're a person you can't take Nedarim, even though if you give her a get, you go and live with her and do the same condition, and then you do not speak out the Tanai, still Shmuel says you're only doing it a Menashe the Tanai, that she does not have any Nedarim. And if you find out later she does have Nedarim, Halacha is the condition is not Chal. But I call upon our Mishnah that we ask the Kasha could also be talking about this case. One wife, true, but it's like two wives. Eis ve'abayis, abayis kash like this, abayis kash and rabba like this. It says, kitcha betois, to the sefta, that if a man is Mekadosh's wife, with a tois, with a mistake. And the Avamino is the mistake means that he thought she doesn't have any nedarim, and later we find out, yes, she does have nedarim. Or else, supokos m'shava pruta, you were Mekadosh, and at the time you didn't give her shava pruta. So the chur of the ring wasn't worth the shava pruta. The chur of the kedushin is not chal. The chen katan shekiddush. The same thing if the man, the husband, was a katan when he gave his wife the kedushin, the money. Also, it's not chal. So the sefer says, afal pi shesholach sablonis liachem mikan. Even though later, even after he grows up, he sends her a present. Sablonis means the husband sends his wife a present. Liachem mikan. After this, the lochur is ainu mekudeshes. Still, we said the kedushin is not chal. Why? Shemachmat kedushin or rishonim sholach. That he sends a present to his wife later, it's not the pshat he wants to make kedushin over again. No, he thinks the first kedushin he made was good. And now he's only sending her a present. And since we know the first kedushin really was not chal, therefore she's enem kedushis. But it says, what about being bolu? Let's say if later the husband lives with his wife, konu, then the kedushin taker is chal. Then we say this being now is being done the shame kedushin. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar, in Bolu Lekonu. No, machlokes. even though he was had biyah with her, still we say he's making the biyah al-manash, the first kedushin, and since the first kedushin was not chal, it was pachon m'shava pruta, therefore, or else he was a katan then, therefore still it's like kona, the kedushin is not chal. But I call upon him to see it's a machlokes here. Now, v'yohocho d'toyi si shachasi. Here, l'chor, the first case is, where you made kedushin with your wife, and it was a toys, like you spoke out clearly, the havaminah is that al-manashi does not have any nedarim. So we say, if you find out later she has nedarim, she's in the Megadeshes. But still we say that Tanakama says, but in Bolu, if you like, you make nisun, you live with her, then we say the kedushin is chal. Zechur, l'chor, that's Rav Svara. Zechur, you see, Rav holds this Svara even b'shachas. Even though you made it tonight, b'shach the kedushin, we say, so what? Since b'shach nisun, you did not, b'shach the biya, you did it stam, you did not make any tenoyim, we say you're overlooking the conditions, and you want the kedushin to be chal, like we said before, and all the moisa bilas nus, you don't want to be a bias nus. Zechur is not like Rava. Zemora says, my love toys nedorim, doesn't the toys mean you made a mistake about nedorim, that you made a condition, almanah she doesn't have nedorim, and later we find out she does have nedorim, still you see the kedushin is chal, if you made bia. Zechur is a kash on Rava. Zemora says, loy, that's not pshan in the tasefta over here. The first case, the toyis, the mistake that the husband made is that he gave his wife less than a shava pruta for the kedushin. That can't be the first case of toyis, because the next case is pochus mishava pruta. So it's two separate cases. So it says two different cases. Zemora says, no, I tell you, perusha come aforish. It's only coming to explain, it's really one case, and it's only explaining it. Kitcha betois, ketzad. What's the case where a husband marries his wife and he made a mistake? That we say, later if he makes bia with her, the kedushin is chal, ketzad, kegoin she kitcha b'apok m'sheva fruta. That he made the kedushin at the time he gave her less than a sheva fruta. So then it's not chal, but later he lived with her. So what's the machloikis? The ma'akim, what's the machloikis? Mass of the Tanakama holds that Adim Yodeya Shein Kedushin Toysim Pachum Neshava Pruta. A person realizes it later on, like Ozicha find out about it, that the Kedushin is not Chal with the Pachus Neshava Pruta. At the time, maybe he didn't realize it, but for sure later on he's going to realize it, and he realizes now that he's not married to her. Therefore, when he lives with her, when he has beer with her, the Svar is the Gomar Obol Hashem Kedushin. For sure, is being born now living with her with a Das to make Kedushin. That's why he says that Tanakama says she's Mekadeshes. Well, Masover, Rabbi Shimon says no. In Adim Yodaya Shein Kedushin Toysim Mipachim Mishav Pruta. A person doesn't realize this. He doesn't find out about it so much. If he made the Kedushin at the beginning, less than Mishav Pruta, you don't find out about the mistake so fast. Therefore, V'chi Kobol, when you're having Bia living with her, it's a Svara, Adaita the Kedushin of Rishayna Bol, the Svara, you're still making the Kedushin, Aldas Rishayna. So therefore, the Kedushin is not Chal. But I call upon him, it's not a Kash and Rabbah. It could be when you make a Beferisha Tanai, B'Shas Kedushin, I'm only marrying her, Almanashi does not have any Nedarim. So then, even though later you are Kansi, you live with her, Stam, it could be everybody holds the Kedushin is not Chal. Because you spoke out Beferisha to Tanai, you can't take Nedarim. Over here, the Machlokes says there's no Tanoim here. Stam, you're Mekadisha, and you made a mistake then, and you only gave a Pachas M'Shava Pruta. So the Tanakam holds a svara that for sure you're going to realize your mistake eventually. And therefore it's a svara that when you have bia with her, most probably you found out already about your mistake. And therefore you're being born al Hashem Kedushin. Because really you want to marry your wife. Just you made a mistake at the time you gave her less than the amount, you didn't give her enough money. So therefore we say when you make bia now, for sure you're doing it al Hashem Kedushin. But I call upon her, there's no kashin rabba. More Eisvei have another kashin rabba. No, there's a Gemara in Gidin that says like this. If a husband tells his wife, Hareini Boyalecha, I'm going to live with you, I'm going to have bia with you, L'shem Kedushin, he's going to Kaddish her with bia, Al-Manas, on the condition, though, Shir Tzaba, that your father agrees that I can get married to you. So it says, Afa Pish L'Rotzav, even though the father never agreed to the Shidduch, to the Kedushin, still we say that Din is Mekadeshes, that the husband is married to her. So here you see, even though he made a Kedushin, but since he has bia with her, b'shas bia, he likes overlooks the conditions, he doesn't want his bia to be a bia's lus, so we say she's in Kodeshes. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Weimer, Rabbi Shimon, no, that Rotsa'av Mekodeshes, we have to find out, If the father agrees with the Kedushin, true, then it's Chal. Loi Rotsav, let's say the father did not agree with the Kedushin, then we say in the Mekadesh, you see, he's not Mekadeshes. Now, we hoch in this case, Tichitois Ishachas Dami. It's mamish like our case, where one wife, where the husband clawed, made a Tanai in the Kedushin. So here the Tanakhama says, even though he was not Mekayim the Tanai, but still when he's Boiler, he does Lashen Kedushin. So it's not much like Rav Svara, even though he made a condition at Tanai, B'Shas Kedushin, she does not have any Nedarim. But we see a Svara that when you live with her later, you do it Amanas, even though she does not have Nedarim. You don't want your Bia to be a Biasnus. So we see, look, you to know him, B'Shas the Bia. So what's a Kash and Rabba? You see such a Svara, even by Ishachas, B'Shas Bia, Yob, look to know him. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, Hossam Bokim Iflugi, no. I tell you, but there it's a different machlokes. Masav Tanakama holds al menashe yirtzav. What does that mean? Al menashe yishtekav for your shostiklei. The Tanakama holds you have to mekayim your tanai. But when the husband made a tanai, I'm only marrying you. Al menashe your father agrees. The Tanakama holds it didn't mean that the father has to say yes. It's enough if the father keeps quiet. As long as the father doesn't protest and say no, that's called the kiyum tanai. Therefore, if you are mekadisha. And later, when the father finds out, he doesn't say anything. That's called the kiyum tanai. That's why she's mekadeshes. Umasa, the other one holds no. Al menas sheyemer abahein. That when the husband made a tanai, al menas that your father agrees, his das was that the husband has to say yes. The father has to say yes. And here v'holoy omer abahein. And here the case is the father did not say yes. But since the father did not say yes, that's why Shimon says the kedushin is not chal. But it could be, according to everybody, when you do make it tanai, even b'shas bia, you have to be mekayim the tanai in order for the kedushin to be chal. So far, there's still no kashin rabba. Eisva, we have another kasha. We have a gemara in the Durham that says, Moidim chachomim the Rebbe Eliezer, chachomim agreed to Rebbe Eliezer, biktana. If you have a ktana, young girl, she'siya ovia, that her father married her off. So she's mekudeshes midiraisin now, her father married her off. Vinis garsha. And the husband gave her a get, so midiraisa now she's migureshes. V'hi yisayma b'chayav. Now this girl is called the yisayma b'chayav, means even though her father's still alive, her father now has no more right to marry her off a second time. Midiraisa, her father can only marry her off once. If she receives a get, the father can't remarry her, calls him out, she's a katana, midiraisa. Now the case is, v'hechzira. Let's say the husband went and married her back again. So the husband married her now, but avadi, this kedushin is only kedushin with the rabbanim. And then let's say the husband died now without any children. So it says halacha shecholetzes v'loy mesiyah bemes. Halacha is you're only allowed to give chalitza with the rabbanim, but not yibum. The husband's brother cannot marry her. Why? She mifnei shegir shegirushin gemurim. That the first husband gave her a get, that was chal midiraisa. V'yein chazarosa chazara gemura. Now, when the husband married her back again, since she was still a ketana, that kedushin is only midirabbanan. That kedushin is not midiraisa. So, midiraisa, she's not married back to him again. So now, negay to the second brother, this lady is an erva to him. Because originally, the brother was married to a midiraisa. So she's called an eshasach. Then the brother gave her a get. So, lochar is, after the brother gives her a get, the second brother cannot marry his wife. That's an erev of Eshesach. Only if the first husband would have married her back again, then when the husband dies, it's called the Mokim Yibum. It's called like your brother's wife, that you have a Mokim Yibum. But here, though, your brother remarried her only Midirabonim. Midiraisa, there's no Kedushin. So therefore, Midiraisa, this lady is an Eshesach to the brother, because of the first Kedushin, and they gave a get after that Kedushin. So Midiraisa, you can't have Yibum, you can't live with her. But midirabbanan though, we say since Lamaisa the husband remarried her, so now when the husband died, midirabbanan is his wife, so midirabbanan the brother has the mitzvah yibum, therefore we say shecholetzes, give chalitza, there's no issue, give me chalitza, pavlei mitzvah yibemis. Now, b'medvom amurim, when was this said, shegir shekashi katana, when he gave her a get, when the first husband gave her a get when she was a katana, that was chal midiraisa, v'yechzir kashi katana, he remarried her again when she was only katana. So therefore, the kedushin is only chal midirabbanan. Abba, what's going to be girsha kashi katana? He gave her a get when she was a katana. The yechzir kashi gadol, he married her back when she was grown up, whereas even in the case that he remarried her again when she was still a ketana, the God lets lay, but she grew up with him, she became a gedor lets lo, umeis, the chur God lets lo means they grew up together, they still live together, and mestam means they live with her, he had beer with her, after she became a gedor lo, then we say, if he dies now, that true, she's called married to a midiraisa, and therefore when the husband dies, there's a mitzvah yibam now, therefore the brother has the right to be miyabim, mamish to go and marry her. Because when the husband and the brother died, he was mamish married to her. Now, Mishum Reb Lezer, the name of Reb Lezer, says no, chaletz lo mityabemis. All you have to do is just give chalitz.